and welcome to this edition of Patrolling the Channel for May 2009. Patrolling the Channel is a monthly searchsecuritychannel.com podcast geared toward educating security solution providers. I'm Nicole DeMore. Today I'm speaking with Mark Kadrich about his company's PCI pre-assessment services. Mark has been in the security industry for 20 years. He is the president and CEO of TSC, a privately held company who provides security product knowledge to its customers. TSC performs in-depth testing and evaluation of security products and the vendors that provide them. Prior to TSC, Mark worked for Symantec through the acquisition of Cygate Technologies. He worked as a senior manager of network and endpoint security. Mark is also a CISSP. Today we're going to be talking about a PCI pre-assessment service that TSC offers, so let's get started. Mark, in your experience, are security VARs and resellers leveraging PCI as a sales tool as much as they could be?
I don't think they are. I think that presently PCI seems to be the purview of boutiques and some of the larger consultant groups. At least that's how it seems to me. Some of the VARs out there are providing technology that could be used in addressing PCI DSS implementations, but I don't think they're using it as their first foot forward, if you will.
Okay, and so what are the best ways to help customers with PCI without making the investment to become a QSA?
We have a pre-PCI compliance evaluation service. It's an overall examination of all of the security processes and tools and procedures that a company has. PCI DSS focuses on those elements that are dealing with credit card processing and credit card information. But it's been our experience that it's a much larger picture because of all the other systems and processes that those PCI DSS systems need to operate in an enterprise environment and on the web and in the cloud.
Okay, and so what makes the security consortium's assessment service a pre-assessment service rather than just an assessment?
Well, TSC is not a QSA. We do and provide security testing services for networks and for products. And what we've discovered is that this is similar to a self-assessment, where instead of coming in and being this pass-fail kind of mentality, we can help them understand where the flaws and where the weaknesses are. We understand PCI DSS. We understand security. We understand business and the business processes. So by helping them get ready for this test, they can implement things and they can convince the stakeholders that these changes need to be made before somebody comes in screaming, well, we just failed our QSA test, and then have to call them back in again and do a lot of remediation. So by doing the work on the front end, it's much more cost effective.
Okay, can you give some examples of what kinds of tests you run and what kind of front-end work there is involved in this pre-assessment service?
Well, of course, we use the basic scanning tools to look at the network and the network infrastructure. But we also spend time interviewing people and trying to understand the business processes. How are systems commissioned? How are systems built? How do they deal with their upgrade process? How do they deal with patching? We try and understand all of those business processes that support them, and then put on our attacker hat and say, okay, now we understand what the architecture is, we understand what the business processes are. Where would we attack the system if we wanted to break in and steal credit card information? And we come back and we talk to our customers and help them understand what processes and procedures they need to tweak in order to prevent a successful attack from happening.
Okay, and you've touched on this a little bit, but why shouldn't customer organizations just reach out to the auditor or the QSA? What specifically is the big difference between the pre-assessment and the QSA services?
Well, QSA, I believe they should always have a relationship with their QSA. I think that's very important. But once the QSA gets involved in doing things, there's an official kind of viewpoint that people place on all of this. And it tends, the QSA process tends to be very focused on just the PCI compliance component of it. And our concern is that that's just not enough. It's important if you're processing credit card information to be PCI DSS compliant. But on the other hand, we've seen a lot of big failures from organizations that did have PCI DSS compliance certificates, if you will. So for us, we think that there's a larger picture that PCI DSS doesn't account for in many, many enterprises and environments.
Okay, what are some of the issues you've seen outside of just the PCI compliance that you think could be solved by the pre-assessment?
Well, one of the things that we think is really important has to do with configuration management. A lot of organizations are turning to virtual machines. They're using different virtualization tools to be able to recreate environments at will. You know, I need five more servers. I've got a box over here. I install something like VMware, and now I've got five more instances of computers that I can operate on one box. It's green. It's efficient, but it also tends to bypass the standard configuration management processes that need to be in place. We know from experience, and we have data that proves that organizations that have configuration management processes and penalties for not following those processes have a better track record regarding security. So, for example, we recently evaluated a customer, and we determined that inserting malware into the build was a trivial process. And the unfortunate aspect of it is that some of this malware is not easily detectable. So by the time the system gets out there and it goes through a PCI DSS test, the checkboxes get checked, but the system still has a serious vulnerability in it that allows an attacker to steal information.
So how would a VAR reseller get started in that kind of work? And you kind of mentioned a few of the pre-assessment, you know, parts of security that it touches upon, but can it be tied to other aspects of security other than the PCI aspect?
Oh, absolutely. There's other compliance issues that folks have to deal with, Sarbanes-Oxley, HIPAA. There's any number of other requirements imposed by the FDA and the SEC. What VARs need to think about is that simple, you know, some of the simple scanning and tools isn't quite enough. One of the things TSC takes into account are those business processes. We're very, very interested in understanding those business processes, because as attackers understand the tools and they understand the technology, it moves beyond just the technology and it moves into the people space. And quite frankly, that's the weakest link in any security chain, are the people.
And have you noticed a trend in the size or type of company that tends to be interested in this type of service?
Wow, you know, that's an interesting question, because our customers have been as small as 12 people shops and as large as 1,500 people. So I think it's more the type of management team. You know, once we explain what it is we do, sometimes you can see the light go on over somebody's head. It's like, oh, man, I get it. And other times, it's dealing with the political intrigue that occurs in some organizations. We have one customer where their security people understand it, they get it, but explaining the issues to some of the stakeholders on the executive management team has proven challenging. So I guess the short answer to your question is, God, I wish there was a profile that I could use, because I would hand it to my inside sales guy and say, go after these guys. But it does tend to be one interesting thing that is probably similar, is that all of the people that have come to us and get it have had some kind of an incident where information was compromised, or there was a scare where information could have been compromised. So a close call, I think, would be the one similar aspect of, that all of these customers have in common.
Okay, so it sounds like it might be slowly catching on with people. Have you had a lot of interest in the service?
Yeah, we've had quite a bit of interest because it does more effectively deal with the entire process. People see it as a cost-effective way of jumping into PCI compliance. That whole, we had a QSA come in, they had a bunch of findings. Now we've got to go out and fix those things, and then we've got to call a QSA back in to go through all of this. It's a very time-consuming process. And quite frankly, what we're doing has been done in the security world in other times. Back in the old days when we carved computers out of rocks, government security folks had self-assessment plans that they would go through before the auditors would come in. They discovered that it really streamlined that entire process. So essentially what we're doing is not a new idea, but it's just taken on a new form in a new market.
And finally, as the PCI DSS evolves, do you foresee any other security service that are going to be increasingly needed in the months and years to come?
Wow, the crystal ball question. Yes, I do, because I see transactions changing. I see how people are treating personally identifiable information differently. I see different legislative controls being placed upon us and considered right now in our own country and in other countries around the world. And I think this, as the services evolve, as things move out to the cloud, and inevitably they're going to move out to the cloud, and we're going to see this hybrid of, we've got cloud computing services and internal services, and how those transactions work and how we authenticate with those systems is going to move more and more toward a transactional-based authentication process where I may want to buy something for a couple of cents, or I want to get a piece of information for fractions of a cent. And those types of transactions are going to have to be authenticated and tracked because they're either moving money or they're moving critical information.
Okay, that's all I have for today. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
No, you're very welcome, and thank you for the opportunity.
For more information on PCI or any other Security Channel topics, please visit searchsecuritychannel.com. This has been Patrolling the Channel for May 2009. Thanks for listening.